Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk, bringing you all that good stuff to kickstart your day with sports momentum. Daily Adventure Boost. Now, today's topic, self-compassion and self-acceptance. It's not just some fluffy feel-good thing, okay? It's about leveling up in every single area of your life. Think about it, how can you truly go after your goals, chase those dreams, if you're constantly beating yourself up over every little stumble? You know that feeling when you mess something up and your inner critic starts going into overdrive? Oh, I should have done better. I'm such an idiot. Ugh. Why am I always like this? Sound familiar? We all have that voice. But here is the kicker. That voice doesn't define you. It doesn't determine your worth. And honestly, it's often just plain unhelpful. So, how do we silence that inner critic and cultivate a little more love for ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. Because let's face it, sometimes we need those reminders. Number 1, acknowledge your humanity. We're all works in progress, folks. Nobody is perfect, not even the seemingly flawless people on social media. They mess up too, they make mistakes, they have bad days. Accepting that you are human, with all its flaws and imperfections, is a huge step towards self-compassion. Number 2, practice mindfulness. Take a moment to really listen to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative voices pop up, acknowledge them, but don't let them take over. You can say something like, okay, I see that thought, but it's not true. Think of it like this. Imagine you had a good friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them or tear them down? Probably not. You'd offer words of support and encouragement, right? Well, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Number 3, challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something harsh about yourself, ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, our negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions. By challenging them, we can start to see things more clearly and realistically. Number 4, focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, big or small. And celebrate the successes, no matter how seemingly insignificant they might be. Recognizing your strengths boosts self-confidence and helps you believe in yourself. And finally, number 5, practice self-care. This is not just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. Self-care is about taking intentional steps to nurture your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. It could be anything from getting enough sleep to spending time in nature, engaging in hobbies you enjoy, or simply taking a few minutes each day to relax and recharge. Think about a time when you were really down on yourself. Maybe you bombed a presentation, didn't perform as well as you hoped in a game, or just felt overwhelmed with everything going on. Now imagine treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend in a similar situation. You might say something like, hey, it's okay to not be perfect. Everyone makes mistakes, learn from this experience, and move forward. That's self-compassion in action. It's about acknowledging your struggles without judgment, offering yourself support and encouragement, and believing that you are worthy of love and acceptance even when things get tough. So, remember, cultivate that inner voice of kindness and understanding. You deserve it. And remember, folks, this isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now go out there and make today amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. Until next time, stay motivated, stay inspired, and keep chasing those dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.